we encourage our kids to make art. Give them crayons at an early age, coloring books, paint, whatever. They make it at school, at home. It seems natural to encourage them to create stuff. But what seems less natural is the decision of what to do with all their creations. The pile can grow really fast. How do you decide what's worthy of saving and what should go? How do you throw things away without feeling guilty? You could join in at 800-642-1234 if you're a parent. Are you or have you saved some of your child's art? If so, what have you done with it? Did your own parents save your artwork and give it to you as an adult? What did you think? Call 800-642-1234. Mary Townsend is an assistant professor of philosophy at St. John's University. She's the author of a book on Plato called The Woman Question in Plato's Republic. Her recent piece for The Atlantic is called Throw Your Children's Art Away. Mary, welcome to Central Time.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Well, this is has been a quandary for me as a parent for lots of years. I go back and forth between I have to save every precious little thing and then I'm a ruthless monster and I throw lots away. What are your main points in thinking about, maybe we don't need to keep the artifacts that they've created?
Well, I think, first of all, my only advice to parents would be you have to do what you feel is right. And I wouldn't say throw it out all, but I think that there's an almost a moral relief that when we realize that we can get rid of some, and we can get rid of a fair amount, because we might not even actually want our own childhood art ourselves. And we have a lot of mementos of our children and of our parents, and I think we can make decisions about what we want to save and what we want to keep.
And you write that the important thing here isn't the completed artwork. It's the fact that they did something. That's the important moment.
Yeah, I think both like the making and the product are important. But I think for children, and especially children who don't seem to be prodigies at art, I think it's all right that they can enjoy making something even if they're not very good at it, in the classic Mr. Rogers phrase. But that doesn't mean that we have the same obligation to the material that's left over when they're finished making that art.
In some ways, you write, it maybe is more respecting their creativity and their art to not keep that, I think you use the word ephemeral piece of art.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that there's something about what they do that is very free and very playful, but it doesn't sustain itself necessarily as the kind of art we want to keep around forever, and then it can become a burden. And if you've cleaned out the house of an older relative, I think you felt that feeling before.
You write that you were on the receiving end. I think your mother and others are doing some cleaning house, and they gave you boxes of childhood mementos. What was it like as a grown-up to experience some of those things you'd created as a kid?
Well, at first I was sort of horrified because I'm talking about like 10 boxes.
Oh, wow.
Coming in. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I have never had much closet space. So it really was a question of what do we save and what do we keep? And I think I found as soon as I opened the box that I was a little terrified because most of these memories weren't memories for me. They weren't something that had remained as important to me. And I think that I was sort of overwhelmed by the lost time of childhood. And so it seemed to me I have memories of my childhood. I have certain things that I've saved that remind me of my relationship with my parents and my relationship with my own children. But boy, it doesn't have to be 10 boxes worth.
Yeah, how would you curate maybe a little more effectively saving, I don't know, representative samples and not the whole 10 boxes?
Yeah, I think samples are good. I don't know. My mother actually has a wall of samples of various artworks. And my feeling for them is like pride, but also embarrassed pride. just because, they weren't that good. And I love that she cherished them. But I cherish the relationship more than I cherish like the actual possession, if that makes sense.
Sure. I had a similar experience. My folks had saved for some reason this big box of letters I'd received back in the day when kids wrote letters, I guess. And talk about ephemeral, going through them and seeing what I had written and what had been written back to me. Some people, when you read biographies, there's this really profound correspondence they have. This was not that. I was embarrassed that it still existed in some way. Do you think that's a common experience for kids' creative process as well?
I think so, and I think that can actually be healthy in that, you want to grow up to be a writer. I think that some things from your early writing are maybe just not worth it. It's all right to have a moment in your life where everything you did wasn't, live or die. moment.
We're talking to Mary Townsend, assistant professor of philosophy at St. John's University, about her piece in The Atlantic. It's called Throw Your Children's Art Away. She says we don't need to save all of the things our kids create, even if we feel attached to it or feel terrible if we get rid of it. Let's go to one of our callers at 800-642-1234. Samantha is with us in Green Bay. Samantha, hi.
Hello.
What do you want to tell us about?
Well, I am an elementary school art teacher, and I found out about a wonderful app that I use. The students can take pictures of their art right when they're finished with it, right in class. And it actually emails the parents, gives them a digital copy of their artwork, and it kind of keeps a really nicely organized track record of their progress. And their artwork is all digitized in a portfolio that way. So kind of eliminates the need to stockpile up on all of those projects.
Samantha, I want to ask you, as an art teacher, do you see your students, you know, wanting to go back and look at that thing they created at the beginning of the year, or are they ready to do it and forget about it and move on?
I'm just starting out, actually, so I haven't had a lot of experience with them wanting to revisit things of the past, but they are always very anxious to bring them home and show their families. So I think there is still that element of having the physical copy, but just kind of having a place to keep it safe and then also being able to kind of let go of some as well.
Samantha, thanks a lot for calling in. And what do you think, Mary, this idea of digitizing our kids' artwork?
It seems like a good idea. I mean, it's we've talked a lot about guilt, and I know that it's never an easy thing, even if the child themselves is not interested anymore. Like, you feel like you ought to do something, like you need to, like, preserve something. It seems like the digital could help us with that guilt. I know for myself, I try to remember things, but pictures aren't always the most helpful thing for me to remember. So I wonder whether this would be a good aid. Would it satisfy the kind of memory that we're looking for?
Samantha, thanks for sharing that. We'll go to Sarah with us in Madison. Sarah, hello.
Hi. I have been married for about 20 years, and my mother-in-law still gives me my husband's childhood projects every time she cleans out another closet. And it took about 10 years for me into our marriage for me to be able to throw it away without feeling like I was hurting my husband's feelings.
Now, is she giving you a beloved treasure gift, or is she trying to embarrass your husband here?
No, I think that she cherished these items, but there was a leaf report with these desiccated, dried up leaves that were kind of falling off of the pages, and a coffee pin with yarn glued around it that was kind of falling off.
Sarah, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Yeah, Mary, Sarah's maybe making the case you're making here. Not all of that needed to be saved and passed on.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. It's like, I find it's hard to throw away something that someone you love has made, but it's almost worse when, like, it's your husband or yourself, because the saver sort of, you felt like, this person saved it, you know, like, it must have been important. And so you sort of almost, like, put it off, throwing it away, like, it's harder. So that, I don't know, it seems like we're all trying to save it for each other, but who is taking the lasting pleasure from it?
I want to go next to Valerie in Muscadet. Valerie, hello.
I have to be the contrarian here. I'm 60. I'm a professional artist. I have one drawing from my entire childhood. I was the youngest of four. By the time they got to me, there's hardly any photos. There's hardly anything left that I ever did. So, you know, I would have appreciated something, like a box or something, one box. I got nothing.
Valerie, thanks for sharing that. And yeah, maybe that's at the heart of some parents' fears if they don't get rid of stuff. Well, maybe I've got the next Georgia O'Keeffe growing up here, and this stuff's going to be, you know, important in tracing their development in the future. What do you think, Mary?
No, this is the hardest argument, because I think real artists, and this is true of any kind of art, whether it's music, whether it's writing, poetry, real artists like want to see and trace their development. I guess if I were myself were an artist, I'd have a better sense of where my kid was and, like, where their interests lie, and so I can make a decision based on that. I guess I would look myself for, like, where their talents and their desires seem to be, and then sort of think, use that information to make decisions about what I save and what I keep.
Valerie, thanks a lot for calling in. We have time for another caller. Jason is with us in Madison. Jason, hi.
Hey, good afternoon. You know, I absolutely love this topic, and I had to chuckle when I first heard you bring it up, because as we have two children, and my wife and I tend to bury the artwork as far down into the trash as we possibly can so that when they open it up, they don't see it and then kind of have a fit that we threw it away. And, you know, what we've found works out is we have them each pick one or two items from the school year that we can keep, and it keeps it into one tote. So now with each child, we have one tote each that they have just a few different pieces of artwork. And it's kind of meaningful, and they like to look back to when they were five or six, even now that they're 11 and 9. So that's worked out for me pretty good, but I appreciate the topic.
Fun. Jason, thanks for sharing that. What do you think of that, Mary? Letting the kid curate, pick out a few, a small percentage to keep, and then maybe subtly burying the rest.
You know, I've actually heard from several people who have a similar strategy, and it seems to work really well, especially in involving the child. One parent was telling me about a special frame she bought that could only hold 50 pieces of art, and the child themselves picks what goes in next. And then another family would vote on one picture of art per frame for each child, and that one piece of art would rotate. So I think there's a couple of different strategies that could keep preserve the material, but also curate as well.
Do you think it's valuable for a kid to learn that, you know, it's okay to throw away or maybe recycle some of this? The important thing was that they did it, not in what they took home with it.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that it helps them sort of think about their progress as an artist or as a writer or as a musician in a way that's like not too terrifying, but just sort of like, well, you know, it's practical. We need to keep something. What do you, child, think we should keep?
It's been a lot of fun, Mary. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mary Townsend is an assistant professor of philosophy at St. John's University. She joined us to talk about what to do with all the art that kids make. Her recent piece for The Atlantic is called Throw Your Children's Art Away. Most of it, anyway.